This is Wade Rath here with the Daily Voice to the People News Bulletin. Oliver North, a Reagan aide convicted in the Contragate scandal of obstruction of Congress, has been named to head the National Rifle Association. A group called Voice of the Experienced and several ex-felons have challenged a 40-year-old law in Louisiana that denied them voting rights. In 2017, California had the fastest growth in its homeless population of any state, 14%, and also had the highest proportion of them who were unsheltered at 68%. Of all genes in the human genome, 55% were already present in the first animal, which likely lived over 650 million years ago. More than 10,000 emails made public based on a Freedom of Information request lawsuit filed by the Sierra Club indicate that the EPA's close control of Administrator Scott Pruitt's events is driven more by a desire to avoid tough questions than any concerns about security. In another labor union pushback to President Emmanuel Macron of France, new business-friendly labor policies, Air France KLM has now joined the nation's main railway system, the SNF, in announcing strikes. Microsoft has announced a program called AI for Accessibility that will award $25 million over 5 years to developers, nonprofits, and researchers who use artificial intelligence to help people with disabilities. A recent study of women with insurance deductibles of $1,000 or more indicates that the cost would increase the postponement of tests and treatment. About half of all covered workers in the U.S. are now enrolled in plans with at least $1,000 deductibles, and some must pay thousands before their plans kick in. 11% of workers have plans with deductibles of $3,000 or more. Justice Department indicates that it intends to criminalize migrant border crossings in the U.S. and separate families from their children. Large Australian banks are ending sales-tied bonuses for financial planners in order to stop abuses. Strikes have been on the upswing in Iran from teachers, steelworkers, hospital staff, railroad, and bus drivers against both the companies where they work and the government as inflation increases. Google's Sidewalk Labs attempts to redesign part of Toronto include a proposal that its project needs substantial forbearance from existing laws and regulations. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.